In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, please be seated. We read two wonderful lines at the end of Psalm 32 today. Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and be glad, and shout for joy, all you that are true of heart. Well, today, the fourth Sunday of Lent, our Lenten season we are in, is often called Laetare Sunday in the Western Christian liturgical calendar. The traditional Latin word laetare means rejoice. So today is a day of rejoicing and hope, giving us a reprieve from the more sombre fasting and penance of Lent. In some churches, in fact, this Sunday is marked by the use of rose-coloured or pink garments. Well, we don't have the rose garments today, but we do have rejoicing through our service. We rejoiced with the Alleluias before we sang the gospel reading today. And we will finish the service with a hymn of praise. And as I said, we had those praise words in the psalm. But you might be thinking, what can we be joyful about when we hear tragic news stories so often, when we face messiness and even tragedies in our own personal lives, when we have grief? Well, we do have a faith that thankfully doesn't reduce what life is about to simple feelings or a simple formula. And a faith that gives us stories that don't mark this clear boundary between those who are in and those who are out. That is not what our faith is about. And we see this very clearly today in what has often been called the parable of the prodigal son. But I suggest that we can more properly call it the story of the two sons. And yes, one of those sons could be called lost, and we will talk about the other one soon. Well, just before this story in Luke's gospel, Jesus has been telling the story, or what we call the parable, of a lost sheep and a lost coin. Most of us know what it is like to lose something important, don't we? And the frantic searching that can follow. I'm sure I put it over there. Oh no, maybe it was over there. Oh, maybe it's here. Let me look in that drawer. Well, this happened to me last week when I could not find my birth certificate for a new passport application. Well, finally, after a week and after a search for something else, I came across my birth certificate in a very unexpected place, in a yellow manila file. I was actually looking for something else. There it was. Well, I was so excited and relieved, and yes, joyful. Well, the three parables, or simple stories, which are what parables are, simple stories with lessons, in this part of Luke's gospel, talk about joy in finding something lost. A sheep in one parable it was, a coin another one Jesus told. And today, a son, a member of the family. We are told in those parables there is joy in heaven when the lost is found. Joy in heaven over repentance, which really means turning one's life around and heading back in the right direction. And the joy that God experiences flows from God's beating heart of love for every person. That means all of you here today. And it's especially God loves those who feel or seem lost. God's joy erupts when a person realises their need of God, turns around and runs back. So this throbbing heartbeat of God's love is just wonderfully depicted by Jesus when he tells today's parable of the man with two sons. A story very much about family relationships. And it challenges us to reconsider how we understand our relationships with God and with each other. So let's look at each of those members of the family for a moment. First, we have the younger son. He's left home asking for his inheritance, and after some trials and tribulations, realises he needs to return home. We're told he has come to himself, moment of realisation and insight. I need to return. So if we were to put this in a little summary of the story, he goes on adventures away, makes mistakes, learns, says sorry, and comes back into his father's arms. Now, the father we hear about in the story today seems to have been on the lookout for his son who had left, even though he probably thought he might have gone forever. But there he is, waiting, maybe looking through a window or a door, certainly at the end of the road. And then he runs down the road when he catches sight of the figure of his son in the distance. Now, this Middle Eastern father does something totally shameful and humiliating for the culture of that time. He picks up his robes, not good, and he runs down the road, not really good either, to greet his wayward and disgraced son. And what does the story tell us he is filled with? Not anger or rejection, but filled with compassion. He did not berate his son, did he? He was joyful that he had returned. What about the third member? And by the way, there's no mother mentioned, which is a bit sad, really. So we can imagine what the mother's doing during this time. I think she's grieving her son as well, and probably working in the background in the kitchen. Well, this elder son, who has stayed at home and been the dutiful son, not taking any risks, never left home, perhaps never really grown up. The father, it seems, though, is also compassionate when this son comes with his rage and his resentment. The father gently reminds him of the relationship that they do have and have had. The elder son is not rejected or excluded by his father either, neither from the banquet meal nor from the father's love. Now, in a sense, we could also call the father prodigal, because there are two meanings I found out for the word prodigal. And the second one is giving something extravagantly on a lavish scale. And this is just what the father did in preparing the celebration and feast for his son, once lost and now found. So what a wonderful lesson and image in this story of the mystery and wonder of God's extravagant and compassionate love, always waiting for us, always seeking us, always welcoming, love and grace for all, so all can feast at God's table. And of course, this love that we know just throbs through Luke's gospel like a heartbeat will lead Jesus to the cross. But because God is never bound, this love will also lead to Jesus' resurrection. So what about us? Well, we are all deeply in need of God's grace. We all fall down, but then we can get up again as God falls on our neck and lifts us up again, just like the Father did with his Son. God's love is freely and abundantly offered, and it's a love that changes us, turns us right around and back to God. In Lent, we're preparing to meet and recognise the mercy of God so that, like the lost son, we can return home and find God's arms outstretched and waiting. Now, for those who were here at the beginning of Lent on Ash Wednesday, we remembered that we are dust and to dust we shall return. We had a sobering realisation as we were marked with the sign of the cross in ash on our foreheads, that our lives will pass into eternal nothingness unless they are held in the eternal meaning of God. But the good news is that God comes to find us so that our dust may be filled with God's eternal life. This is a message for all of us, including all of you gathered here today to grieve and to celebrate the life of Gwen Anderson as she will be gently returned to the earth, to God's loving arms, that she might rise in glory. Yes, God the Father has the last word, as did the father in the parable. As St. Paul said in the reading today, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. Amen.